have had back-to-back weekends of flight delays that are now spilling over to Monday morning operations. I know Sunday night and Monday mornings tend to be the busiest travel days because a lot of business people are traveling on those days. What's going on?
You're right, because Monday and Friday is kind of they leave for work, they come back from work, and sometimes if Monday flights are filled, you're exactly right, spills back over on Sunday when a lot of people will leave town on Sunday. But, you know, the last two Sundays, of course, last Sunday being a record travel day as far as the Sunday after Thanksgiving, but yesterday we just had weather that just hit at a time when it created all kinds of problems. We had Chicago, had 64% of the flights from Chicago were delayed yesterday. 64. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Chicago's got, you know, more than 1,000 flights a day.
Right.
Atlanta, as huge as it is, the weather caused flight delays there. 66% of the Delta flights were delayed out of there. Detroit, 66%. And when you're talking about thousands and thousands of flights, more than 11,000 flights yesterday that were delayed, a lot of times it causes the last flight of the day to come in late or not at all. And then, Lisa, that impacts the next morning's originating flights out of those various cities. So as a result, you have a lot of people this morning that are facing delayed flights because their aircraft either didn't make it into the city the night before or came in late when there's a crew rest that requires the pilots to not be allowed to fly until a certain point. So it's really been problematic the last couple of weeks. Now, this Sunday, yesterday, wasn't nearly as bad as the mess we had last one, given the numbers of people traveling. But still, if you were impacted yesterday, it was quite a mess, and it could be if you were trying to get home yesterday, it's not until today that it actually happens.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hopefully people will have safe travels and on-time travels. What about the U.S.
Right.
government, though, Jay, giving Southwest Airlines a break by cutting $11 million off their fine for the Christmas 2023 meltdown? What's going on there?
Yeah, I'm not too happy about this one. It's the Christmas debacle of Southwest. 2023, people that were enduring it that Christmas week will remember, if they were a passenger, just an absolute week of havoc. Southwest computer system crashed. We found out later that it the last time it was updated was like 1993 or something.
Right.
So
I think it was still running like Windows 93 or something at that point.
It.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Buffering.
Yeah,
and,
buffering.
And it was created at a time, Lisa, when the airline was like a third of the size as it was. But they always found a way to make it work. The all-stars at Southwest Airlines found a way to just keep it all together. So Southwest really didn't spend the money investing in that system as they should have. And the Department of Transportation under the Biden administration came out saying, look, that's wrong, and your passengers deserve better. And they came down with a hefty $35 million fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was glad to see it because, again, under the Biden administration, and I was never a fan of the Biden administration, but I really appreciated how they hammered the airlines trying to make sure that they were delivering on customer service. But here's what happened, that Southwest has paid $24 million of that $35 million dollar fine, and now the Department of Transportation under the Trump administration has said, you know, that last $11 million, just forget about it. I mean, after all, Southwest has promised they're going to do better.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's enough to convince the Department of Transportation to let them off the hook. It bothers me because the airlines tend to get these kind of, I don't call them free passes because that's still a lot of money, but the idea of, you know, this cozy relationship that we have between the airline industry and the Trump administration, I think sometimes causes the airlines to get away with things they shouldn't. Boeing had agreed to criminal charges for the Boeing MAX crashes that happened 5-6 years ago. And those criminal charges they had admitted to under the Biden administration, but when Trump was elected, Boeing goes to the Department of Justice and says, hey, we'd like to revisit this so we could withdraw some of these previous, you know, admissions, but and they were allowed to do it. And that just has always bothered me because the only way that the airlines are ever going to learn to treat us better is if they're held accountable.
Right.
And sadly, that tends to not be the case. And the Southwest example here is just the latest in a very long string of times when that's exactly what's happened.
You know, I enjoy talking to you so much. I always run a little bit late. Aviation expert Jay Ratliff, but I have one final question.
Please.
Okay, there's a Qantas flight, and I thought Qantas was one of the safest airlines, and I think it still is. But pilots, every pilot, no matter what airline they fly, they have to balance their load and balance numbers before they take off to take off safely. What happened with this near emergency when pilots got faulty numbers?
Well, we're hearing about this situation, and what happened was this Qantas flight took off, and you're right about the weight and balance. Everything is figured to the last pound, because when you have your weight and balance, you have your maximum takeoff weight, and the pilots determine, okay, because we have this load, we can actually take off on a shorter runway, or we have weather in the area, let's take on additional fuel. And so as a result, it's a very critical component of every flight operation. But on this Qantas flight, for some reason, the paperwork they turned into the pilots didn't account for 51 passengers in their bags.
Oh, wow.
That was an extra 10,000 pounds of weight aboard that aircraft that the pilots weren't aware of. In fact, they went all the way through the taxi and takeoff. They were airborne before it was discovered and the pilots were notified. And, you know, fortunately, everything was okay. And you're right about Qantas. I mean, yeah, obviously, anybody who's seen Rain Man knows
right.
this is the safest airline out there.
Right.
But they are, and for good reason. They're one of the safest airlines on the planet. And mistakes like this tend to not happen there. So the good news is nobody got hurt, and we're able to learn from this and try to take whatever steps necessary to make sure it doesn't happen again. But that could have been a horrific situation. Had their crew been on a runway that wasn't long enough for them to take off, or simply it was too heavy to take off. And fortunately, that wasn't the case, but it could have been. And I'm really glad that nothing happened here, because that could have been an absolute catastrophe.
Well, as always, you're exactly right, Jay Ratliff, aviation expert. Thank you for joining us this week, and we will talk to you next week about new things that are happening and to see if there's any deals on travel, which I don't think there's going to be yet. But anyway, you have a great week, Jay.
You too, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you.